Welcome back, Shambra. Welcome back.
Wow.
Wow. No. We have the house lights up. Thank you.
We love you so much.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. Wow.
What a good group
Thank
here.
You. I'm so high I can hardly stand anymore. I'm about ready to just... Wow.
What a great group here in Grunewald in Germany. It's Schau Day. It's Schau Day. It's amazing being here. We're so used to being in the studio.
We have to do this again. We
can't. I know. Linda's saying we have to do this again, definitely. So we're so used to being in the studio in Colorado, but being here is truly such a gift for both of us. So thank you for those of you who are here, for those watching in online. This part is the what we call the Jeff and Linda show. This is where we go through the slides and all the fun, good, interesting stuff. It's a little bit hard to shift gears after that amazing opening with Yoham and Adamus. Whoa. Linda and I were talking about it and saying he has a very interesting style. A lot of times he'll start at the end, you know, instead of building up. He starts at the end, puts it first, and then we kind of just go through and feel back into it. So
it's a very interesting teaching method, I find.
Yeah. So, well, it kind of sets the pace. And it's like, okay, now we don't have to wonder and worry what comes next. We know where we're going to go these next 2 days, and we'll just kind of fill in all the information and have fun doing it. So.
And hopefully there'll still be an audience at the end. Yeah.
Pardon? Who knows? Something totally new.
We're hearing that from our expert, truly our spiritual expert here, Wolfing von Rohr. And this is a man. This is a man that really works closely with a lot of spiritual material. And I have heard some incredible endorsements of Crimson Circle and Shambra from him. And he sees it all. Well, so thank you, Wolfing. Can we thank Wolfing? He really is right there for us, supporting us all. Thank you.
Okay, now we're going to get into the slides. Uh-oh. So if we get those, can we get them on the screen? Or I'm not sure technically if we can do that, but we're gonna give it a try for the slides. If we don't have them, we're just going to have to take a big
break.
There,
they did it.
Oh, good, good. Okay, we're here at the Masters in Munich, and I got the controller. The Virgo is happy. It's like, wow.
Yeah, you don't share that controller much.
As we mentioned before, this is our second time here, and truly, truly amazing. So let's, I wanted to also once again thank Yoham for doing the music today. It's beautiful, wonderful.
And
thank
there'll
you,
be more.
Yoham.
And there'll be more.
And just a quick mention that Gerhardt's new book, Yurfan, is now out in the German language, available, I believe, on Amazon. So Gerhardt, go ahead, take a stand, let everybody know. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, it seems like forever since we've been... had our last shout. We've been on the road a long time.
No, it's like we just started this trip, right?
No, it's a long time ago.
We started this trip
I don't remember much about the last shout, so we're going to take a look right now and see what we did a month ago.
Wait, one question, quick before we do this. How many of you honestly remember all the main core thoughts from the last shout? That's why we do this review.
I thought we were doing it just for me because I don't remember. I remember there was something kind of weird in this last shout. Adamus throws some weird stuff in.
Some history.
Just some weird stuff. I think we can start up the video and check out the weirdness for ourselves. Okay, here we go. Welcome Welcome to the Dhamma Show. Yeah, we got a lot to cover today. We're going to talk about some of the latest happenings on the planet Earth. We're going to talk about how there is no time, and we're going to talk about a whole new energy that can change your life. You know, I was at the Ascended Masters Club the other night. We were talking and about the human journey, and you know, there's a saying at the Ascended Masters Club: this planet is not for masters. It hurts. It hurts the body. It's being compressed so tight. You're operating from a mind that is limited and actually pretty mindless. You're not in your senses. You're not even you. We sat around and talked, and finally, one of the ascended masters, Zena, said, "But hang on a second. Adamus, you say that this planet is no place for masters, but yet you're standing in front of a group, sometimes acting a little foolish. You're standing in front of a group and encouraging them to stay.
Yeah.
Why?"
Yeah.
And I said, you know, we'll talk about that at the Adamus St. Germain Show. We'll talk about that and find out why. Now, I have some pretty good feelings of why you do, but I'd like to hear from you very quickly, why stay?
To make a difference.
It's not been done before.
I would like personally to experience mastership in the body.
He took my answer, and also I think nature. I like the experience of nature on planet Earth, and my children.
And your children.
And people I love.
You know that even without any immediate effect, that you are creating such a potential for others. You know, your legacy, what you're leaving behind for others who come after you, who are going to go through those tough times into their awakening, those tough times in their life when they lose everything in coming to their enlightenment, who doubt themselves, who are in agony and torment. You're leaving a potential that's really not very visible right now. That's really the reason I feel that you're staying. Today's guest for our show is you. I got a question for you. What is the most outrageous thing you've done in this lifetime?
Bought myself some new furniture.
This is my car in Disney World parking lot.
I'm actually a fictional character while playing as a non-fictional character.
What was the most outrageous thing you've ever done?
I really can't tell you that.
Most outrageous thing I ever did in my last lifetime. So I had and this is a true story. I got an audience with the Pope. I was very concerned about the upcoming French Revolution. I was concerned with the direction things were going, and the Pope was right in the middle of it. It took everything I could just to get an audience with him. He was a rather difficult, ornery man. But I also knew that I had to be outrageous, because if I just pleaded the case for politics, for country, for church or whatever, it would go on deaf ears. Because everybody pleads with the popes and the kings and everybody else. So I knew I had to do something to get his attention. So I was brought into the grand hall where our meeting would take place. I was brought in by his guards, and I knew it would be wild just sitting and waiting. So I took a little nap, because I could, and I did a little breathing because I knew I had to, and then I took off all my clothes. True story, absolute true story. Took off all my clothes. Suddenly, the big door from the pontiff place opened, and in walked the Pope. It was a moment of possible death. It was a moment of perhaps being thrown in the dungeon, but an interesting thing happened, something so interesting they wrote books about it, stories about it later. The Pope didn't blink. That was the most outrageous thing I ever did. I walked out.
That's pretty outrageous.
That was pretty outrageous.
That's pretty outrageous. Yeah. I think you win today. Yes, you do. You win today.
That is a very, very true story. It's been a while since you've been outrageous. You forgot what outrageous is. And you think outrageous is just doing something you feel a little bit guilty about or whatever, and it's not. Outrageous is, well, is where we go next. Outrageous is living in the beyond. Outrageous is actually starting to enjoy life on this planet. There's two points I want to make today we're going to start in on. They're going to lead to some outrageousness. The first is time. Time. So time is incremental. You live in incremental time. A second to a minute to an hour to a day to a week and on. And you've gotten so used to it, you don't recognize there are different types of time. In other words, here we are living second by minute by hour. But what if at the same moment, in the same consciousness, perhaps, that you were actually above incremental time, you were in more of a free time? To start realizing that there is free time will be outrageous, and it will change the way you live on this planet as embodied masters. The next concept has to do with energy. Energy. Now, you know from my Adamus 101 that there's this thing called consciousness, circle with a dot in the middle. It's the I am. It's the I exist, and it's the only thing that really matters, the only thing. The passion of the I am, of your soul. Just right now, your soul is still in its timeless excitement about I exist. I mean, it's still resonating. Let's say, from a time standpoint, your soul realized a long time ago, I exist, not beholden to anyone or anything. I exist and I always will. And then it just started resonating within the I am. It still is right now. And that's still creating these radiance of light that's going through all sorts of dimensions, attracting energy and creating reality. What is outrageous is no longer having to rely on the positive and the negative particles of energy. There is a thing called free energy. It is energy that is always there, that is not activated to a positive or a negative. It is an energy without any bias. It is unseen, invisible energy, because nobody has the tools to measure it. It is not a force energy. There is no power to it. The world is attuned to power, to force, to action and reaction, to the constant bashing of energies or the alignment and the friction of energies. That's how the planet works. However, as embodied masters, you don't have to rely on that anymore. That's outrageous. That will defy every lifetime of living on this planet. And it will defy not only science, but it will defy everything that you knew to be about energy and how it works. You're so attuned to opposites, masculine, feminine, light, dark, up, down, that this will absolutely be outrageous, free energy. All right, now I remember. What I remember is that story of Adamus and the Pope taking his clothes off, going totally naked. And for weeks afterwards, it's like, really, Adamus? I mean, really? Or is that just kind of a made-up story? And he's no, I swear. And he said that later, the story, the emperor's clothing came from that.
The emperor's new clothes.
The emperor's new clothes, yeah, came from that. So he claims he did. He claims the Pope was going a little crazy, and the Pope was kind of worried about his own mental stability, and therefore chose not to say anything because he was wondering if it was just a hallucination. So who knows? But it was a good, outrageous story, and nobody's topped that since last time.
Well, I have to tell you, I thought the most astounding part was all these years, Adamus, just this first time, calls this last shoud the Adamus show like it hasn't always been.
But he had fun with it, kind of a American-style TV show. Do you have those type of schmaltzy shows in Europe, or is it just U.S.?
Just the U.S.
Just the U.S., okay.
Yeah, I'd be embarrassed.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just the U.S.
So we're going to go on now to our recent travels. We've been on the road for a while, enjoying a lot of it, but I'm looking forward to putting my own head on my own pillow.
And not having to clean my underwear out
in the sink. Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of that.
So our first stop along the way was Norway, where we did the beautiful Simple Master. It was hosted by Inga and Mariana and a group of about 80 Chambra from all over. We have a recap video put together by Gene Tinder, so we're going to take a look at that, the recap of the Simple Master.
Such a great event with such an incredible audience, and their authenticity was incredible and really just let Adamus go beyond.
But if you're watching the slides, you're thinking that we just ate and drank for 3 days.
Kinda.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, there was tremendous insights into and allowing. I had wondered how Adamus was going to go 3 days talking about something pretty simple and allowing, but he took it to such new depths, in such experiences in the marabs and the discussions. It was really kind of the next level, like I mentioned, the next level of the Crimson Circle workshops.
It was really, really a great event. And of course, it was a little bit difficult because you're that far north and the sort of the sun never sets. So yeah, you kind of could play for like, oh, like 20 hours a day.
20 hours, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not much nighttime.
After that, it was on to Denmark for the threshold. It was our, I think it was our 11th or 12th threshold. How many here have been through threshold?
Oh, quite a few.
Okay, so you know, I mean, it's an experience
tense.
Of its own. It was a great group
personal.
There. Very, you know, threshold's very intense and personal. Right. We limit it to 25 people. And there's 3 days of, or 4 days actually, of a lot of interaction with Adamus.
With everyone.
Everyone, and a lot of people are nervous the first day knowing they're going to be up there in the front numerous times with Adamus, but...
You can't hide.
Well, you see from the little recap that we have that it's actually a lot of fun, so...
And we had a great host, Bodil Espenson. She did a great job, and we really enjoyed that
middle fart, yeah.
Where
we
was
enjoyed it?
It?
Middle fart. We enjoyed
there
it.
There was a special holiday while we were there?
Himmelfart. We enjoyed it so much. Actually, we're talking about going back next year in May to do another Threshold. And for those who have been to Threshold, looking for the Threshold reunion, the next one, we are planning it for September 2018. So,
just to add some fact, it was true that when we were there, that there was a special holiday. And essentially, think about this, it's Threshold and the holiday was Ascension.
Yeah.
Which is Christy Himmelfart.
Yeah. Okay, we've got just a short video recap of that. And again, it's really the pictures of the interaction with Adamus. I'm ready here with it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Very interactive with Adamus.
Very interactive. And I have to thank Linda for the photo. She did it on her iPhone from the back of the room. So good job. Yeah. Okay, moving on.
Wow.
Okay, we have upcoming events. We'll go through these rather quickly and see what we have.
Just to give everybody a heads up.
Okay, as you know, we're right here in Munich for the Masters in Munich. And an amazing event so far. I know tonight we have the Chambre, the Royal Chambre Theater performance at 8 o'clock. So make sure to be here. Make sure to get here a little early to get a seat, because I know it's going to be pretty full. And thank you again for all of you who are participating in this. Then after that, here's the players. I'm sorry. Here's the players that are going to be in it. Yeah, awesome. Next on the schedule, we're back in Colorado, and it'll be really nice. We are going to be doing the channeling workshop in the studio. We still have some places open for that. And we get into really 3 days of the basics of channeling. It's actually not very woo-woo at all. It's really, I think the biggest thing is just trusting yourself and opening your mouth and letting the words come out.
Expanding your senses.
It's fun for Linda and I to do, because we talk about some of the concepts of channeling and how to get through some of the fears of doing it and just then start doing it. By the second day, everybody's channeling. So that's pretty amazing. So that's coming up in July.
Everyone has their own experience. That's what I appreciate about most.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Then we're doing the Simple Master in Colorado on July 28th through the 30th. We do have spaces open on that, and I hope a lot of people...
I hope that they can maybe connect to it, that it's the name, when I first heard it, seemed a little misleading, but it's absolutely named properly.
It is, yeah. So, and then following that, we are going to be doing Dreamwalker Death Transitions online for the first time. New material from Adamus. He's been kind of talking about it a little bit at some of the gatherings lately, just really some of the updates about death, and he's still going to be taking people through how to be a dream walker for those who have departed. There's nothing like it.
It can't be that he's going to change too much, because it was his original material.
Right.
So, you know, come on. So, but what we're pretty aware of, there have been a lot of questions, actually, that have come up since people have taken the class and teachers, because there's been quite an evolution in the potential for what happens to the human in the process after death. More so, not so much, what do you call those regular people? Muggles, but more Chambre now that we're in a new energy place.
Now, how many here have done a dream walk for somebody who's departed after you've taken the course? How many? Yeah, quite a few. And it is really amazing. I've done two of them. And, you know, Adamus lays it all out in the class. You learn a lot about death and what happens afterwards. And then he does the training for how to assist somebody when they're crossing over. And from the discussion to the reality is so amazing. Really doing a dream walk, it's profound. And you really feel that person. You're connected with them for anywhere from a couple of days to a couple of months.
Well, there's a lot of questions about what happens as your soul passes, as you leave your body, or whatever it is that you do. And most of the stuff I ever heard was pretty scary.
Yeah.
So I like that.
The perspective of death is that he provides is so profound.
Formative.
Formative. It's also, I think death is, well, one of the biggest fears that people have. It's pretty inevitable for everybody so far. But it's a huge fear. And once you let that fear go, it really opens you up.
I also learned from that material how to be supportive of other people going through that process or their families.
Right.
So often, you know, it's so hard to know what's the right thing to say, what's really the right thing.
Yeah.
And I found that so helpful in my life.
So that update is coming when is that? August 11th through the 13th for Dreamwalker Death. It'll be online as a cloud class.
Yep.
So, okay.
No shoud. What?
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 No shout in September, because Linda and I are going to be on our way to Romania for for the Magic of Merlin gathering, so no shout. We take 1 month off each year, and that's going to be it. So if you
tune in... We only do 11 shouts a year.
11, yeah. So if you tune in September and nothing's there, that's why. We're in Transylvania. So actually, this would be our third Magic of Merlin event, and it's always an amazing time. We have great hosts and sponsors there. Florin, Carmen, and Mirella do such a phenomenal job of really catering everything for Schaumburg.
Cebu is a wonderful place to explore. You can get their direct flights from Munich and Vienna, I believe.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very nice place. It's up in the mountains, and it's an old, old city area. So it's quite a delight.
But it is sold out, so we'll move on to the next slide.
I get it.
Then from there, it's on to Austria for another Threshold event in
Rust,
Austria, which is beautiful. Wolfing actually introduced us to Rust. He lived there for a while. And
oh, it's sold out, but oh my God, is that wine time there?
Yes.
Wow.
It's wine harvest time. I wonder, isn't it a coincidence we ended up there at the wine harvest? So
then
after that, it's on to Italy for, again, the Simple Master.
Oh, I thought you were going to say wine harvest again.
Well, it is in Italy, but funny how we pick these dates and times. There are still some spaces left open for that. We're going to be at the Borgo San Luigi, where we've been going the last couple of years.
Toscana. In
the Tuscany area. There's some places left. It is a great workshop, and so we encourage you to go.
We didn't know until we just did it.
Yeah, we've been talking about Simple Master for a while, but we really couldn't. We didn't know what it was going to be. Now we can say it's the next step up. Right. Really, really quite beautiful. And after that, at the same location, we're going to be doing another Threshold, but that's sold out.
But it's sold out.
It's sold out. And then it's going to be traveling to the other side of the world, to Adelaide, Australia, home of Rebecca Zoo, who happens to be our host and sponsor. Go ahead and stand up to Rebecca. She's hosting us in Adelaide. It's a beautiful place. There's vineyards there, if I can get the shot back. I don't know how this works out. I really don't know. It's amazing.
And the Australians are really big on that Saint Germain liqueur. They literally open up a bottle at the end of the day and slug off of it and start passing it around the room. It's scary.
It's always fun. So, hey, Rebecca traveled all the way here to be at this event. You can travel to Australia for the Simple Master.
Very fun place.
It's great. It really is. Okay. Yeah, so just some shots of the Adelaide area.
Okay.
And what's next? Oh, it's a Schaumburg News. All the news that's fit to print. Okay, first thing in the news is, of course, the Schaumburg Monthly, or the Schaumburg Magazine. I just love it. We have so much fun putting it together. Mark Ritter does the design and artwork on it. Mark, where are you?
There you go.
A big hand to Mark Ritter. Beautiful, beautiful job. Thank you. And we call it the award-winning Schaumburg Magazine because it deserves a lot of awards. It really does.
If you don't say so yourself.
Yeah, and there's great articles in it every month. Gene Tinder handles all the editorial side of it. And I'm really proud of it because we've been doing the magazine now for about 10 or 11 years, I think, and it's consistent. A lot of times, you know, organizations put out a newsletter, a magazine, and then after a year or two, it kind of falls off. This, it just keeps getting better. Great articles. A lot of you have contributed articles to it. A lot of you are really good writers, and we appreciate your articles. And anyway, I encourage you to read it. And next is the new, what was the Memoirs of the Master, now in German, called Discovering the Master Within, is now out. We had a book signing here the other night with about 140 people. Ansada Random House, who's the publisher, was here. And this is now out in German. So if you haven't read it, now's a great time. If you have read it in English, you can read it in German, too.
Thank you to Wolfing von Rohr. He did the translation, actually.
Translation. He's also... Thank you, Wolfing.
He's our agent.
Okay. Okay, and just a few reminders, too. Oh, there they are, side by side, so you can see it's the Memoirs of the Master, the German version. Just a reminder, too, that the Master's Life for Sensuality is available. It's a cloud class, and just great information. So if I know Adamus is going to be talking about sensuality tomorrow, but if you get a chance, do take that cloud class. It's really, really good. And just there's a few notes on it. $195, and you get 90 days access to the video. You don't need to have watched the other Master's Life to watch this. I mean, they all kind of stand on their
own.
They're
independent.
Absolutely.
Yes. And a big thing that's coming up, the registration for the next Keyhawk is closing on June 15th. So there's just a little bit time to register for the next series of Keyhawk. How many here, I think there's a lot. How many people here have participated in Keyhawk? Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, a lot.
So this will be our seventh year of Keyhawk. They're never the same. Adamus is always bringing out new information, a lot of personal experiences. But our seventh year, we actually start on July 1st, but the registration cutoff is June 15th. So if you haven't signed up, now is a great time to do it.
People tend to like it. You know, we meet approximately twice a month, and everyone watches from their safe space that they create. And our feedback that we keep getting back from Keyhawk is that people enjoy the fact that they feel that the message is always, energetically, comes to them and it addresses exactly what is they would like to have in their life.
So that does it for this portion of the show. We got through that quickly. So we have time. We have plenty of time before the next session, time for you to get a coffee or take a walk or whatever. I think we resume at
3:30. No, that's a lie.
No. Four o'clock, so you got plenty of time. Take a walk, get coffee or whatever. We'll see you back here at 4 o'clock for the next shout in the Transhuman series.
Thank you.
4 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you.